This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. It's another beautiful day. We're going to hit three digits again, so try to stay in as much as you can. We have a lady with us today, Melissa Warren, who owns a business that her main concern is taking care of people who need the normal care during the day so they can stay at home and so they can get be able to have their freedom of movement. And Melissa, I am so happy to have you today and glad that you have the forethought to think of the people who a lot of times go without a notice at all, and they're struggling to have a life at home, and whether they're elderly or having medical problems or those things. And my question to you is, what got you into this business to start with?
Well, actually, it was a conversation I had over coffee one day. And they mentioned the business to me. It sounded interesting. I've always been the type of person who felt like I would give 110% to anything and felt like I can do about anything. So I decided to take them up. I went into business, and I've not regretted it, going on 5 years this November. And I truly am very blessed, Truman, because I get up every day thinking this is what I was supposed to do. This is my purpose on earth, is to see that these people are taken care of, that they're safe, and that they're healthy. I mean, it's the best feeling in the world to go to bed every night knowing you're helping 80-plus people stay in their homes or stay where they want to be.
Well, you have that's a large volume.
And that's just Rutherford County. We've just been able to open up July of this month, this year. We were able to open up, and we can actually go into Bedford County, Wilson County, Davidson County. So, but until I'm 100% certain, we can keep the same level of care in all those counties. We won't be there until I know I can do that. But right now, we take care of a lot of people in Rutherford County, and I'm very blessed to be here.
You know, in some ways, they have become the forgotten people, and a lot of them, they either don't have family that can take care of them, or the family has had so many responsibilities, they just don't have the time, which is an unfortunate situation.
Well, another thing we find also is that families are no longer living within a 50-mile radius of their parents anymore. I take care of people who have children in New Jersey, Maryland, Florida, Texas, and it's not because they don't want to be here, but that's where they're making their living. And so, you know, we communicate with them on a regular basis.
What is the criteria you look for when you have people, and I presume most of the business you have people that call you at your business, or you run into some people that know someone that may need your service. What do you look for in the specific needs for those individuals?
Well, I go in there and I make sure first it is somebody that we can make a difference for. Picking up a client that you can improve their life, that's just not how I work. But we go in and we look and see, and a lot of times these adorable little people just need somebody to give them some assistance. They don't need us there 8 hours a day. If they can get around, usually safely, you know, we may help them cook a meal. We may carry their laundry. I had one little lady one day tell me, I mentioned just off the cuff about changing their laundry. We could do their beds for them, changing their linens. And her eyes lit up. Like I said, I could build her a new patio. She said, "Oh my gosh, you don't understand." She said, "I'll go to put my sheets on the bed and I have to lay down. I'll get one side done and I have to lay down and rest before I can get the other side." Stuff we take for granted because we're not in that situation. But God willing, we're all going to see those days where we're going to need just a little bit of help. And most of them don't want to leave their homes.
No.
I had a gentleman call me one day, and he goes, can you help me stay at home? He said, I'm too old to create new memories. Mm. And that was probably a phone call I took four and a half years ago, and it sticks with me today. Every time I walk into somebody's home, I realize in the most case, this is where their memories are. This is where all their joys have happened in the last 50 years. And so, I mean, if I had to leave my house, that's where my kids grew up. That's where we've had our Christmases. I mean, that would be a big void in my life if I had to move out.
That's such a sad thing. I remember one of my friends who has passed on now that was quite a bit older than me. And he called me one day, and he was very upset. And he says, Truman, I just want to let you know that they've taken my freedom away from me. They took my truck, and he had gone on over to another home. And it was a caregiver home. And it made me so sad. But he said, now, would you come by and pick me up if I need you, if we go out and eat somewhere? And I said, of course. And, you know, that would be my honor. But it's so sad that as you get older or things happen, we all have that possibility of ending up that way. But and when you have people, and of course I know how proud people can be too.
Very.
And a lot of them do not want people to come into their home because it makes them look like that they're not able to perform the duties that they used to do.
Well, I mean, these are people, we have people who have run their own businesses, very successful businesses. You know, they're leading people in the community at one point, and it is. It's tough. But, you know, they still have a purpose for being here for whatever reason, and we need to make sure they're still safe. We're not there to take their independence away. We're not even there to do everything for them. We're just there to assist them on the things that they need help with. If they still want to cook dinner, by George, we'll let them cook dinner. Mm-hmm. If they want to, you know, clean their house, I've got one little lady that cleans the same table every day. But it's like I told the caregiver, as long as she feels like she has a purpose, she'll get up every morning. The minute we take their reason for being here away from them, you know, they have no reason to stay. Then they all have a reason.
How many of your clients actually have family that live here?
I would say the majority of them have family close enough that could visit on a regular basis. But I have some, like I said, that are outside of Tennessee.
You know, that's such a, as you get older, the home place becomes almost like a haven to you. And that's where you hate to go outside that for anything. I remember some of my relatives, my mom, I mean, she still wanted to have Christmas Eve at her house when she was extremely ill at the time. And we did. I mean, we were able to manage it, have everybody come in, and it meant so much to her. And you know, being a mom or a dad, and then you get to be a granddad, and you feel like that you're still responsible for those that are younger than you, although the body just won't cooperate.
Well, and I think that's the other thing that people struggle with is parents come into this world. I mean, like myself, I feel like I'll always be responsible for overseeing the care of my children. Mm-hmm. And when the tables turn and my children start to take care of me, that's going to be such an uncomfortable position for me to be in because I'm the mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm the one that's supposed to be given the guidance and given the care and the emotional. And it just doesn't always work like that. And I do find that is probably one of our biggest issues, struggle to get through. Because I've had them tell me before, I'm always the one that's always taking care of somebody else. I've never had anybody take care of me. And I said, well, don't you think you've earned that right now? You know, let somebody else step up.
But you innately feel guilty.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you brought them into the world, and now they're having to take care of you.
Oh, absolutely. And that's a mental hang up that people have that I'm not going to be able to fix. But again, as long as we let them continue to be a valuable part of the society or even in their own home, I think we run a better chance of getting them to let us come in and work with them.
You know, society has changed so much. And back when we were growing up, when our grandparents or something happened where people became unable to care for themselves, the family did it. I mean, the family would pitch in, and it didn't matter what it was. They're going to see to their loved ones. Well, it's changed so much now because the responsibilities have grown so much for parents, and it's just what you're doing is filling in the blanks for them, because basically, if you don't do it, they're going to end up somewhere where they're going to be completely unhappy. Although some people are able to adjust to those things.
Yeah, I mean, there are some fabulous places for some of our aging people to go. But I've yet to find one that's ever really said, if I had had the opportunity, I would have stayed, you know, I would have left. You know, most of them, the opportunity isn't really up to them. Mm-hmm. They feel like they move either because it's easier for their families if they're someplace else, or the families make the decision, it's easier for everybody and safer for mom or dad. You know, and I want to believe that all these decisions are made in the best interest of that client.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's one of those things, if someone is listening out there right now, and they wanted to ask you a question on what all that you would provide for them. I think we're talking about mostly, as you and I discussed earlier, non-medical things. But I'm sure that you still have the ability to give them advice and turn them in the right direction to what they need outside of what you are able to give them.
Well, I very much want... I'm not the answer for everybody.
Right.
I'm really not. But I do want to be the resource that people can call and ask me questions. I try to be very busy in the community and know what's going on in some of the other areas. But typically what we do is basically whatever a family member would do. Mm-hmm. If you went in and mopped your mom's floors, we can do that. We can do the light housekeeping. We can run the errands. We can take them to the doctor, to the beauty shop to get their nails done. We can help them with bathing. We can either do what I call hands-on, which is actually do the bathing, or we do assisted, which means we're there if you need us. We'll give you your privacy, but we're there if you need us. We do the laundry. We cook. Well, my caregivers cook. I don't cook. I laugh and tell my clients, if I have to come and help take care of them, we're calling some delivery service because I don't even cook for my own family. But, you know, basically it's just the things you would expect a family member to do. We help with medicines. One of the biggest things is that as we get older, and even myself, and I don't look at myself as old, but I sometimes have problems remembering when to take my medication. And as we well know, we're on it for a reason. So we can help remind you, you know, okay, Truman, it's, you know, 2 o'clock, it's time to take your medication. Now, somebody else has to tell us what we can give you. We can't make that decision. And sometimes our clients are, you know, they know what they need to take. We just have to make sure they get the right staff. So those are the type things that we do. And, you know, we talk about the elderly, but we've worked with many people who've just had a hip replacement or a shoulder replacement or maybe back surgery. And we know we're only going to be there for a couple of weeks just until they get strong. I mean, we help in those environments as well.
That's amazing. I mean, you cover the gamut. And the people that you have the most responsibility with would be your staff.
Yes.
So you have to, I imagine you put them through a regiment of training that would probably be equal to any other place in town.
Oh, I think we're superior, but, you know, that's what you would expect me to say. But, no, we try really hard. We also don't hire everybody that comes through our door, because I really feel like this type business doesn't come from something you read in a book. We talk to I meet every new caregiver that comes in. Mm-hmm. And if I don't think they have the heart for it, because this is not a business they're going to get rich in, I own it and I'm not getting rich in it. So I know if you work for me, you're not going to get rich in it. But if they don't have the heart, if I don't see the compassion, because it's almost a service. That's exactly what it is. It's a mission to take care of these people. That's what matters to me. I actually think I lost a client once because I was talking to his son, and he was like, well, you know, what degree do you require your caregivers? And I said, well, I'm licensed by the state. The only thing I'm required to have from my caregivers is a high school certificate, mm-hmm. high school diploma. I said, and to be honest with you, I said, you know, they could have a master's, but if they can't show compassion and love and care, then, you know, they're really of no value to me. And possibly that didn't set well with him, but that's the way I feel. It's from the heart. It's not always from the mind.
I think people like that can read people very well, especially when they come into their home, and they can tell whether or not that person is doing that just for a job, or he's there for, he or she is there for a calling. Because I agree with you. I think that's the biggest thing. I have that problem no matter where I go. If I'm shopping somewhere downtown, if I feel like that they don't really care about waiting on me, or I'm going to go somewhere else if it costs more. I mean, just that's just the way it is. And people like that, when you're dealing with them in their home, something that they've been in charge of their whole lives, and now somebody's coming in and taking care of them, they want somebody that they feel comfortable with.
And that's the big thing we try to remind our caregivers. It is that person's home. So don't go in and think, oh, well, the coffee table would look better over here, mm-hmm. or this stack of books need to be. If that client likes it like it is their home. You're a visitor in their home. As mm-hmm. long as whatever you see is safe for them, then you leave it alone. You keep it clean, you keep it nice. But don't be going in there and telling them what they need to be doing. You know, they're 86 years old. Mm-hmm. They don't need to be told in most cases. They may need to be reminded or given little positive comments about things to change. But I'm not 86, and I don't want my 16 or 19-year-old son telling me what I'm supposed mm-hmm. to be doing. That's just reverse of how I was raised.
Do you have a structure for what each person that does when they go into a home, what their responsibilities are, or is it kind of open and flexible where they see things that may need to be done to help the person?
I've got the best caregivers and staff in the world, and yes, we have guidelines by the state of Tennessee, but we have definitions of what needs to be done. But I will have to say my caregivers step way beyond a lot of times what you see. I mean, the company in whole, if we see something that needs to be done and we don't think it's going to get done, as long as it's within the rules that we have to follow, we see that it gets taken care of. A lot of times we may be just hired to do housekeeping. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if they need a meal, we're going to fix a meal. Mm-hmm. If they need their laundry done, we're going to do their laundry. But that's the nice thing about owning my own business. I get to make my own decisions. So if a caregiver calls me and says, you know, so-and-so I think needs such and such, as long as it's the right thing to do for that client, we're going to do it.
And if they need something that is beyond what you're able to give, then I presume that, like we were talking about earlier, you're able to use your resources to be able to take care of that problem.
Oh, yeah. My staff has done a fabulous job in compiling a set of agencies that are around that, you know, if you need help with your utility bills or you need help with food, or we can get hold of anybody that, and I feel like that's part of our job. We are not and cannot be the answer for everybody, not the total answer. So we all have to work together. There's enough out here that need the help. They need all of us to make it work.
Do you work directly with all these places of resources, including medical and all that? Do you have some type of connection with them?
I try my best to get in front of as many people as I possibly can, just to let them know we're here. Mm-hmm. I've been around for 5 years, and, you know, I've been trying to advertise a little bit, be on the radios a little bit, mm-hmm. do a lot of community functions, and I still run into people that go, oh, if I'd only known you were here 3 months ago when Mama mm-hmm. needed you. And I'm like, where else could I talk? Where mm-hmm. else can I be? But yes, I do. And I pick up the phone and I call a lot of people and I'll go, I've got this situation. What do you recommend? Can y'all help or can you recommend somebody that can help?
I presume you have a number of connections with the government, too, because, I mean, they provide a lot of things, health care and all these other things. So I think that we're going to have to take a quick break, and she's throwing that sign at me, but we'll be right back in a few minutes with Melissa.
This is Jim Bryan at First Bank.
And I'm Chuck Lewis. First Bank presents Good Neighbor Events, news of what our local schools, churches, and community groups are doing.
This is Friday, July the 22nd, and the Murfreesboro Hot Rod Club invites you to their cruise-in this evening starting at 5 over at the Avenue of Murfreesboro, the parking lot right beside Belk. Some good-looking wheels over there. Oh, don't forget the Angel's Closet sale today and tomorrow, both days, over at Heaven Sent Children. That's at 307 North Walnut Street. Gently used children's clothes, toys, and accessories. That's today and tomorrow, both days, at Heaven Sent Children. And there's a feeding fellowship starting at 5:30 tonight over at the Walnut Grove Missionary Baptist Church. The community's invited. That's at 2480 Twin Oak Drive. If you have questions, call Pastor R.W. Seibert at 896-1553. Movies Under the Stars tonight at 8:30 over at the Cannonsburg Pioneer Village. And tomorrow night's Movies Under the Stars also at 8:30 at Hobgood Elementary School. This is a free service of the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. And this week's movie, A Little Princess. The Main Street Saturday Market is in the morning from 8 until noon, all around the historic Murfreesboro Square. That's an opportunity to get some farm-fresh produce and be with your friends, too. 8 until noon tomorrow, the Main Street Marketplace on the Murfreesboro Square. And now through July the 29th at the Murfreesboro City Hall Rotunda, an exhibit by the Nashville Artist Guild. This is free and open to the public. The Rotunda is open Monday through Friday from 8 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon. That's in the Murfreesboro City Hall. And for a Friday, those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events brought to you by First Bank.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Happy to 25 to 130, middle of Miami, 35 to 135,000. Hello, I'm Tad Craig with Craig and Wheeler Realty and Auction Company, and Saturday, July 23rd at 10 a.m., we're conducting an absolute estate auction for 303 Hancock Street in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. It's a two-bedroom, one full bath with a brand new central heat and air unit close to downtown and MTSU. It'll make a great personal home or investment property. No buyer's premium. What you bid is what you pay. So come see us Saturday, July 23rd at 10 a.m. and buy at your price. For more details, visit us on the web at craigwheeler.com.
License number 547.
Do you ever think much about the energy you use at home? Maybe once a month at the mailbox. Ugh. Well, consider this. There's a program out there called Energy Right from TVA and your local power company that thinks about energy for you. Energy efficiency, that is. Because with the Energy Right program, your home uses far less energy, particularly when it's powered by a super high-efficiency heat pump and a hard-working electric water heater. In fact, a home fully outfitted with Energy Right features can cost up to 50% less to heat without sacrificing any comfort. 50% less. Now that's something to think about, especially once a month at the mailbox.
I can live with that.
For more information, call your local power company or visit EnergyRight.com.
This is Amy Byers at Murfreesboro Electric Department. For more information on our Energy Right programs, call 893-5514 or visit MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Weatherize. We have scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast this afternoon. We have a heat advisory continuing. Partly sunny skies with a high temperature near 96. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it's 91.
Wondering what to do tonight, where to eat, what movie to watch? Check your pulse at BurrowPulse.com or at any of the 600 drop-off locations in Rutherford County. The Murfreesboro Pulse, Rutherford County's source for art, entertainment, and culture news.
Sausage and biscuits, gravy and grits, home ground, homemade, it'll get you fits. Blueberry pancakes and corn cakes too, I'm a-licking my lips now, how about you? Readyville, readyville, readyville mill, I said get yourself to the readyville mill.
We're talking about a 200-year-old establishment where there are very few of them left in the United States. We're talking about an actual working mill that has been redone by Tom Brady in Readyville. And at one time, that was the center spot or one of the best places in Tennessee to go to, one of the first communities, first place to have electricity and or ice. And now they've turned it into a place to come and have functions on Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can dine with the best breakfast you've ever put in your mouth because everything is fresh. It's done right there. You have the river running right next to it. Some of the best music you've ever heard. You just got through listening to John Blankenship and friends. So... this coming Saturday, and I think Juan Romero, who was on with me the other day, he said he's heading out that way. So join the group and take about a 10-minute drive out John Bragg Highway, and as you get around where Cripple Creek is, turn left, and it's about a 2-mile drive down the old Woodbury Highway, and you'll run into it, and you'll have the time of your life. And when you get there, tell Tom I'll be there right behind you. Well, Melissa, you are one of our sponsors, and
absolutely.
It just tickled
proud
me to death that you selected us. And I want to let people know that your business is at 237 Castlewood Drive, that's Suite H, like in Henry, and it's right behind the Kroger's on Memorial Boulevard, and they can reach you at 713-4639. Or they can check out the website at www.athomecaretennessee.com. And all of the things that we've been talking about, the services that you provide, and we were about to get into the point where you deal with government agencies also, and I presume that would be referrals and making sure that the people are getting the care that they should be getting.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a reality. Not everybody can stay at home and that can afford to stay at home. And I've been very blessed to get into some of the government programs, whether it be the VA home and community-based programs, or the state has two programs. One's called Choices. The other one is called Options. And in all three of those cases, if there are requirements that you'd have to meet, and in most cases the financial requirement is basically it, because Governor Bredesen decided a few years ago, I'm sure with many people on his staff, that it was much cheaper to help people stay in their homes as long as that was a safe environment.
Mm-hmm.
So they went ahead and developed these programs, and then they contract out with providers like myself, and the state goes out and finds people that they feel like would work well in the program, and we have the opportunity to help take care of them. So even though they may not have the money to do it out of their own bank or mm-hmm. their own accounts, the state is able to help them in some cases.
What portion of your clients would actually be through government subsidy or through people just calling you and wanting that care from themselves?
The care from the state, I'm probably now about 50% state clients, and the other 50 is private pay. And then I've got some that are long-term insurance.
We have a caller on the line, Melissa. Caller, welcome aboard.
Thank you. I wanted to just ask a question. I see that, you know, in the paper, on WGNS and in other advertising outlets, you'll see different caregiving companies advertising throughout Rutherford County, and I guess, you know, it's just hard to figure out which one you would want to go with. And I wanted to get some advice or some thoughts about how do you make a decision on a company that you would want to have come and provide care for your mom or your dad or a grandparent. What are the factors you would want to consider, and how would you make that type of decision?
That's a great question, and the way I look at it is this way. I look at everything the way I would want it to work for my mom. And one of the things I would always ask whoever, and I recommend highly you interview providers, that where do you get your caregivers? In my particular case, 99% of my caregivers all live within Rutherford County. If they're bringing in caregivers from different county, Davidson County, Wilson County, Williamson County, and they're going to be an hour on the road before they can even get to your mom or dad, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. Traffic, weather. So you run a bigger chance of them not being able to be there for your loved one on time. The other thing that I think is important and is know who you can get hold of. If there is a problem or a concern you have with that caregiver in your parents' home or your loved one's home, who are you going to talk to when you pick up the phone? Is it going to be the owner of the company? In my case, it will be. You may get transferred to me, but I will be the one handling any issues. Or is it somebody out of state? Or is it somebody that's in a position that can make a decision on what needs to happen? So I think that's important. I think also, what kind of staff do you have? Is there enough staff to make sure your loved one is always going to be covered? Our policy is if a caregiver calls out, then if I can't get an immediate replacement, I've got 7 people on my staff, including myself. One of us will be out there to that client and stay with them until we can get a caregiver out there. So I think those are some of the things that are important. And most importantly, I think it's who you deal with if there is a problem and whether or not they're in a position to make decisions to rectify the problems. Does that answer your question?
I think she's already hung up on us. Okay. And actually, that was a good question, and it's a great answer. In fact, I was sitting there listening to you, and I think that if I was, were in your shoes, I couldn't have said anything any different. And I was thinking the whole time, you've got to have an enormous responsibility, because I can remember the 24/7 type situation, and you have to be on top of it all the time because your reputation stands there with every caregiver.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I've gotten phone calls at 2:30 in the morning from clients who needed help, and I take that very seriously. I don't say, well, we'll open at 8 o'clock. You know, we get up and we go at 2:30. Our phones are covered 24/7. Mm-hmm. You may not get a live person, and it may be because somebody's on the phone, but you'll leave a voicemail and we will get back to you in a very timely fashion. I just, you know, these are huge responsibilities. These people wouldn't be calling us if they didn't need us. I don't take that lightly at all.
Now, I presume you talked about the VA hospital. You have a number of veterans.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm very proud of my vets that I get to take care of.
That sounded like a really special pleasure to take care of those guys that have done so much for us.
Oh, we wouldn't be here without those guys. I mean, I'm convinced of that. So, yeah, I wish, you know, there was more we could do for our veteran population, but the VA, like every other entity out there, is going through cost cuts and reductions, and unfortunately it's our vets sometimes that are at the end of that.
Do you find yourself from time to time fighting their battles for them?
Oh, I fight their battles on a daily basis, not just theirs, anybody. If I think, you know, that we've gone trying to get housing and Meals on Wheels for people that we think should have them. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, either they don't have the ability or the know-how to get it. I mean, it's part of our responsibility to take care of them. I mean, I can't emphasize that enough.
You know, as great as some of these places are, they're large institutions, and it's very easy for somebody to get lost in the shuffle. But they're not going to get lost with you because you're there with them and you see what their needs are and some of the responsibilities that are lacking for them.
Oh, actually, I mean, that is so true. And sometimes we can bring things to their attention or to their family's attention that they just didn't pick up on. Because family members, my biggest thing with families, and I tell them, I don't want their last memories of their loved ones being you changed their Depends, or you gave them a bath, or you were doing their laundry or scrubbing. I want you to be sitting in there talking to them as best you can. We got to do that with my dad, you know, and sit there and talk to him and let him know we were there, and we were there as family. We weren't there to take care of them. And that, I think, is important. I want the families of my clients to be their family and not their caregiver.
That's one of the biggest tasks to tackle. And the young lady that called in a minute ago, I think that she speaks for a number of people out there, because when you start looking for assistance, especially when you're dealing with the unusual type situations, we're all lost, and it's important for every one of us to have somebody that we can go to and answer our questions. And I am glad that we've got somebody like you that cares and has the information, because I know you came from the corporate world.
Yes.
You came from the big-time operations, and where you really had very little time to care for people.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's important. And the funny thing is, 5 years ago when I started, there you could probably count these type agencies on one hand. And there was only one other agency that literally had a footprint in Rutherford County. Everybody else was like out of Williamson County or Davidson County that said they could take care of Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. I bet now there's 30 to 40 agencies that list Rutherford County as one of the places. They don't have a footprint here. They're not here. Mm-hmm. So how do they oversee? And they probably do a great job. But I know in my case, I went a little above and beyond. We have a full-time person that I call my quality assurance person. Mm-hmm. And her sole job, she doesn't answer phones. She visits our caregivers. Mm-hmm. Not our caregivers, our clients. Mm-hmm. She goes out there. And she makes sure that client is being taken care of by my caregivers. She makes sure their house is good. She looks at things in the community that may be great resources. So, I mean, I have extra eyes. I don't leave it just up to my caregivers. I have another pair of eyes that go out mm-hmm. there and make sure all the things are being taken care of to the best of our ability. Are we perfect? No. But I think we do an awfully good job with the staff we have.
You know, I was thinking about some of the things that they do, and the young lady I used to work with, and she's right at 40 years old, has a real bad back and has trouble from time to time. But she used to take care of this elderly couple. And she would come in and talk about how much fun it was dealing with them. And sometimes the guy would get a little cranky, as older people do. But she actually just relished in that she would work 5 days a week during the week, and then she'd take a Saturday or Sunday or sometimes the whole weekend and take care of them. And I've always – are most of your workers, staff, are most of them female? Because they are usually better caregivers.
The majority are, in fact, females, but we do have a handful of males because sometimes you need that upper mm-hmm. body strength that a lot of my males have. The other thing I'm very proud of, and it's a state requirement, is the background checks. More and more you read about people taking advantage of the elderly. And it's so sad, but it is true. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I try to caution families when hiring outside of an agency that background checks are done, that you know where the person's been and what they've done, because desperate people do desperate things, and you can read stories where houses have been signed over to their caregiver mm-hmm. because mom or dad wasn't in their right mind, and by the time you find out, it's too late really for the family to do a lot.
people that are out there listening right now, and we've opened up more questions for them. Do you feel comfortable in those people calling you, no matter what their problem is, we're in this particular realm or this field, and you've been able to sit down and talk with them and maybe lead them in the right direction, whether it's something that you're going to provide or it's something that they may need as far as medical or whatever to look somewhere else?
Oh, I feel like that's my purpose. I mean, not everybody is meant for us to take care of, nor are we the best for everybody. Mm-hmm. But no, I look at it because, you know, I look at it as raising kids. When I raise my boys, you know, you can read all the books there are, but it never clearly tells you how to raise your boys. Well, it's the same thing. Nobody's written a book that says, okay, when your mom and dad or your grandmother or your great aunt needs mm-hmm. help, these are the five things you need to do. It's just not there. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes they just need to call and vent. And I've had so many people call and just break down over the phone going, I thought I could do this. I thought I could ask you questions. And it's like, it's okay. I mean, I'll cry with you. I mean, I've got aging mother as well. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. there with you. And but no, whether I'm the one to talk to them or not, or I have the answers for them or not, call. I mean, I'll definitely give you my opinion, and you have to take it as that. But no, I love trying to help people help their loved ones.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back with Melissa Warren.
After thousands of years, after crippling millions of children, polio will soon be stopped forever. All over the world, people are joining the men and women of Rotary to end polio now. People like Jackie Chan and Jane Goodall.
We are this close.
This close.
People like Archbishop Desmond Tutu.
This close.
People like you. Be a part of history. Help Rotary end polio now at rotary.org/endpolio. We are this close.
Did you know a vehicle you buy from Stan McNabb Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, and Stan McNabb Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler in Tullahoma, and even Stan McNabb Ford in Lewisburg, and a vehicle you buy from another dealership, they may look alike, but the truth is, they're very different. Only the new or pre-owned vehicle from Stan McNabb has oil changes and tires for life at no additional charge. Check it out at stanmcnabb.com. See dealer for complete details.
He knows Rutherford County, and he knows the people of Rutherford County. Truman Jones, here on WGNS AM and FM.
Melissa, we were talking about checking out your staff and your employees. How about the people that you're going to go take care of? You and I had talked before we came on the air, and I asked you, had you ever refused anybody? And you said, yes, I have.
Well, you do take a chance. That's why we try to visit everybody before we send a caregiver in. Mm-hmm. If it's a state client, then the state has been in there and made an assessment. So the assumption is it's a safe environment. But any of my private pay long-term care clients, I usually always visit. And it's for that. I mean, it's for the client safety as well as it is for my staff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, we had somebody we were taking care of one day, and the caregiver called me, and she was kind of beside herself, and she was like, he's cutting coke on the kitchen table. And I said, well, then you need to walk out, get in your car, go, come back home. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be in that environment. And I called the appropriate people, and you know, we did not go back to him. But I do. It's got to be safe for my caregivers as well as my clients. It's a two-way
street. So the state and the VA, all of those have a permanent background on most of those people.
They have checked them. You know, well, I can't say they've run background checks per se, mm-hmm. but they have been in the homes. And you always get something. We've had, you know, clients, families show up with guns and things like that. But if you handle the situation correctly, we're out to take care of the clients, and we deal with the family issues on another level.
Do you go into, say, some neighborhoods that may be a little bit uncomfortable for your clients and the maybe some of them feel uneasy, and how would you address that if you had a worker?
I mean, if they're uncomfortable going there, we don't send them. I mean, it is always a two-way street. Mm-hmm. The client gets to say whether or not that caregiver gets to come back. The mm-hmm. caregiver gets to say whether or not they want to go back. If it's not a good fit, neither one of them need to be together. But again, because this business is so much from the heart, mm-hmm. you know, I look at it this way. We started taking care of a client last week, and I went and visited her, and when I opened the front door, there were roaches just scampering everywhere. Mm-hmm. As I walked through the house, needless to say, the bugs got worse. They were bigger, they were alive, they were dead. And, you know, when I talked to the caregiver, or me and my staff talked to the caregiver, we had to put it in perspective. We're there for 4 hours. This woman's there for 24 hours. And we have to, this is our mission. This is what we're supposed to do. And I bought all the roach traps Kroger's had that day and took them back to the client's home. And I'm glad to say we're seeing improvements. We're seeing dead bugs now, and we're able to clean more. But, you know, again, if some people would just walk in and go, and I don't know that some agencies haven't been in there and refused to service her. But that's not what
That would be a terrible thing to happen, as far as I'm concerned, is you're out there for the quality of life of these individuals. And if they've got a terrible health situation like that, it's not just for that, it's everything around it.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, different reasons people get in the business. And, you know, that's why now there's 40 out there instead of, you know, the handful that when I started. Everybody thinks it's, you know, people are getting older, everybody's going to need you, it's going to be a business, you're going to get rich quick in, and it's not. And if you look at it as just a business, I personally don't think you should survive very long.
I'm sure that you have seen some great testimonies from going in and taking care of these people.
Oh, fabulous. Our website has several things that people have been very kind to say. And, you know, it just makes a difference. We need to make a difference. These people have earned that right. And, you know, the people we take care of for a short period of time, if they're recovering from a knee replacement, mm-hmm. I mean, they're just so appreciative, because without us, they would have probably been in their daughter's home or somebody's house, and they then feel like they're an imposition for their family. We go in there and work with them until they get stronger. That's the best thing I can do, is to have one of the clients tell me, you know, I think, you know, Dad's okay now. We won't need you for a while. And I get a lot of return calls. I got a call just last week from a client. I haven't worked with them since 2009. And his wife has gotten worse. And he said, y'all did such a good job for us back in 2009. I'd like to start you back up again. So we're back in there helping their family again.
That's got to be a relief for everyone concerned, from the one who you're actually taking care of, and for the family too, because it's such an emotional thing for them when you're seeing loved ones having to go through those type of things, and it's uncomfortable, like we said earlier, for the older person who has been taken care of, because the kids are having to do that. Although I have seen in the past, back, we were talking about years ago, where it was just kind of the expected thing. That's what you did. And in some ways, you know, I am so glad that you're performing this service. But in a lot of ways, I kind of wish it was like it used to be.
But the whole world. I mean, I grew up, my mom wound up taking care of my grandmother and my great uncle. And, you know, we saw that. I mean, it was daily. But she lived 5 minutes from them. You know, and this day and time, we have so many people that are worried about raising their own children and their grandchildren. And we've got siblings of clients that are actually raising their own grandchildren now, because either their children are having to work two jobs or whatever reasons, and there's just not enough of them to go around. And then they carry the guilt that they can't do it, or they don't have time to do it, or whatever. And the point of the matter is, you just need to get somebody in to help. And, you know, guilt isn't good for anybody.
Right.
And there's resources out there that can help you. That's my biggest mission statement is to make sure people know that they are not alone. There are people out there that can help.
You were talking about earlier that there's a possibility that you may expand into Bedford County and Davidson County. Do you do any type of survey or have any data or any information that says that, well, we need to go into this particular county because they may be not getting the care that they should? And as you grow and become a larger business, will you still be able to keep your finger on the trigger all the time?
I'm not big enough or maybe wise enough. I don't know. I follow what my heart tells me to do. I don't look at stats. I know there are people in every county that needs help. And we go out there, and most of mine, I've done quite a bit of advertising the last month or so, but it's because our name has changed to At Home Care. So I wanted people to know I am still around.
What were you before?
I was just another business here in Rutherford
County. Oh, okay.
I was another business here in Rutherford County. And I just wanted people to know, but, you know, probably 95% of my business comes from referrals. And that's the best business you can have, because somebody was happy with me who told somebody that now trusts me to come in there.
That's the best thing that you can have, because if somebody's happy with you, that means you're doing a great job, and you're in the type of work that they have to be happy with you. They have to be comfortable when you come in there, or those people are going to be so dissatisfied they won't want you back in.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, like I said, we're not it for everybody, but we're very blessed to have a good following.
Now, when you're dealing with the veterans, because that's my particular bunch and I just really love, do you ever have any of them that like to, maybe with the caregivers, they like to recall some of their experiences and things like that as far as during the battles or wartime?
We have one that we deal with now that on occasion he talks about when he flew. And what he did. And it was an important part of their life, and we want to know. I had a lady one time that knew Dr. Cope and, you know, all these buildings.
Dr. Quill Cope?
Yeah, all these buildings that are on the university's campus. I know them as buildings. She knew them as people, and it was so interesting.
Yeah, I remember Miss Mary Hall. I don't know if you know the name or not. There's a building named for her.
Yeah.
So we knew her when we were growing up out there on the east off of Woodbury Highway, and her dad was a doctor. And they would ride around and together and see clients at their homes. Kind of reminds me of what you're doing. And she could recall everything that happened in her life, and she was way up in her 70s, around 80, and it was one of the most interesting interviews I've ever seen. Bob Bullen actually did it at the university, and you know, as you get older, those people are such treasures to us. They really are, and we need to capture some of that while we still have them and take care of them for what they've done. And I really appreciate what you've done, Melissa.
Thank you very much.
And that's At Home Care, and that's Melissa Warren.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.